These readings serve all as a background.
这些是作为一个背一个背景。
That we may know what Jesus is talking about when we want to preach from the central message here.
这样子我们可以知道到底主耶稣说的是什么，当我们在这里讲到他的中心的这个意思的时候。
I'm going to preach today from only actually from one verse.
其实我们今天所要讲的是只有一节。
Or rather half of a verse.
也许只有半节。
And he said, I come that they might have life and might have it abundantly.
他就说我来了是要叫羊得生命并且得得更丰盛。
The whole purpose of salvation is that we may have abundant life.
救恩 的目的就是要叫我们得到丰盛的生命。
Yet for the convenience of our learning,
但是为了我们学习的方便
we will trace back one verse from that, from verse 10.
我们再往前看一节第九节。
That he said, I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture.
我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。
Jesus told us that we might be going in and out and find pastures.
这里耶稣告诉我们，我们出入得草吃。
Pasture is one essential thing for the sheep to receive all the food that they need.
一个草地是一个羊群所需要的，它所有的需要。
Therefore, we see directly, the Lord says he comes to give us abundant life. It's very important that we may have enough food to eat.
这里，所以我们知道，当主说他要将丰盛生命给我们的时候，有一个很重要的事，就是我们要有足够的草吃。
Then one verse after verse 10.
然后在第十节之后，第十一节。
He said, I am the good shepherd.
他说，我是好牧人。
The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
好牧人为羊舍命。
The good shepherd doesn't only lead the sheep to find the food.
好牧人并不只是带着羊群去找食物而已。
But so that the sheep may have abundant life.
这样子这个羊的生命就可以很丰盛。
He set an example. He lays down his life for us.
他还做了榜样，他舍命。
Now we may often talk about the abundant life.
也许我们常常讲到丰盛的生命。
And I know personally myself, we're doing this.
我也知道我自己也是这样子。
Many of the times when I preach to the unbelievers,
我常常在向不信的人传的时候
we challenge them and we ask them, tell them that we have an abundant life.
我们常常说我们是有一个很丰盛的生命
and we tell them that if you receive Jesus and you be saved, that you may also have an abundant life.
若是你接受了主，你也可以接受这一个丰盛的生命。
In fact, in the little gospel tract called The Four Spiritual Law of the Campus Crusade.
在那个小本书福音团契校园福音团契发出来那个小册子里头
It's only a very short message
是一个很短的一个信息
But in the beginning they tell the people that the Lord Jesus comes to give us abundant life
但是从第一句他就说主耶稣来是要给我们丰盛的生命
Our life seems to be lacking in purpose
我们的生命好像是没有目的的
It all seems that we are in vanity
我们都是虚空的
Yet he says the Lord comes to give us abundant life
而这里说主来是要叫我们得到更丰盛的生命
so many people believe this,
所以很多人相信了
and their heart were greatly disturbed by the Holy Spirit,
于是他们的心被圣灵的很大的搅动
and they wanted to receive Jesus,
他们就愿意接受主
so they did,
然后他们接受了
now after we did,
接受了之后
we Christians who preach the abundant life,
我们这些传讲丰盛生命的这些基督徒们
we send them home,
然后我们就把他们送回去
Thinking that our commission is finished.
想到我们该做的已经做完了。
Yet they don't know what is the abundant life.
但是他们其实还不知道什么叫丰盛的生命。
Have you seen this?
你们有没有看到这一点？
We tell them you receive Jesus and you will have abundant life.
我们说你接受了主耶稣之后，你就有这个丰盛的生命。
They were so happy.
于是他们很高兴。
When they received Jesus.
他们很高兴，他们觉得感觉很快乐。当他们接受主的时候。
Knowing that their sins are forgiven.
因为知道他们的罪已经得赦免。
They forgot to ask what is the abundant life too.
他们忘记了到底这个丰盛生命是什么。
They forgot.
他们忘记了。
It only after a long struggle.
而是过了很久，过了一段时候。
Going home and after that.Realizing that we have not changed much.
然后回去之后发现，诶，我们没有改变多少。
Then they begin to doubt whether I receive a true gospel.
于是他们就开始怀疑，诶，我到底接受的是不是真正的福音？
They begin to realize I don't have this abundant life. How come?
他就说，诶，奇怪，我怎么没有这个像他们说的丰盛生命呢？
Is this because the Bible is not true?
是因为圣经说的不是真的吗？
Or is it because those Christians try to cheat me?
还是因为那些基督徒想要来骗我？
Not all these.
都不是的。
The reason is that we forgot to tell them how to receive this abundant life.
因为是我们忘了告诉他们怎么样接受这个丰盛的生命。
How to live in this abundant life.
怎么样去活这个生命，丰这个生命。
Many people even say, "What is this abundant life?"
有些甚至有人问说，到底这个丰盛生命是什么？
Many long Christians for a long time.
有很多基督徒很久都是这样。
I ask you if you can tell me what is the abundant life.
你能不能告诉我什么叫丰盛的生命？
And can anybody here tell me what is the abundant life?
有没有人在这里？有哪一个人可以告诉我什么是丰盛的生命？
Tell me what is the abundant life. If I'm not a believer, if I'm a young Christian, what is the abundant life? Tell me, please.
假设我是一个不信主的，我是一个很幼嫩基督徒，请你告诉我什么是丰盛的生命。
Now every Christian felt that I have some life that's precious, and I feel good about it.
每一个基督徒都觉得我自己有一样有一个生命，我觉得很宝贵，我觉得很好的。
But to tell other people what is the abundant life, how to receive it, seems to be very difficult.
但是你想要告诉人家这个生命是什么，实在是很难。
In fact, this is the reason this morning I preach on this subject.
这就是为什么我今天早上要讲到这个的原因。
Because the few days that I've searched, I pray before the Lord and praying for those new believers which were saved during this big gathering of gospel meetings.
因为我想到那些在前一阵的福音聚会里头那些得救的那些人，我就祷告了几天，我就想这个问题。
I care for them.
我实在是很想要顾念他们。
I want them to live.Spiritually,
我愿意他们过一个属灵的生活。
I want them to grow in the life, in the spiritual life.
愿意在这生命里头长大。
And the Lord told me, I come to give abundant life.
主告诉我，我来是要让他们得更丰盛的生命。
Now, we are not preaching of a gospel.
我们不是在这里传一个福音。
That the Lord will bless us materially.
主会在物质上面给我们很大的祝福。
In fact, many Christians who come try.To receive a material abundance.
事实上，很多基督徒信主就是为了要得到物质上的丰富。
Or they want to receive some protection from a supernatural God.
或者是他们想要从这个很超然的神那里得到一些保护。
In fact, I met one a young believer last night, a lady.
事实上，我昨天晚上碰到一位刚信主的一位年轻的姊妹。
I joined a meeting last night.
我昨天晚上去参加一个聚会。
It's a good meeting.
是一个很好的聚会。
And afterwards, I talked to a young person.
会后我跟一个年轻的姊妹谈话。
Who happened to come from my own town.
她跟我同乡。
You know, I asked her, why do you want to be a Christian?
我问她你为什么要做一个基督徒。
She said, I want to pray to Jesus that he may protect me.
他说我为了要我可以祷告耶稣他就可以保护我。
Dear brother and sister, this is true, the Lord will protect.
的确是的，这主会保护我们。
Yet this is not the abundant life we talked about.
但是这不是这个丰盛的生命我们所说的。
Many still think that if some still preach that Christians should be abundant.
实际我们还是这么想的，一个基督徒应该是一个很丰富有很丰盛的生命的。
What they say is also all material.
但是他们所想到的是讲到物质上的。
Some of the church in the name of Christendom.
有一些教会叫做
挂名的
是一些挂名的教会。
They attract people in Hollywood. I know of such a church.
在好莱坞在那边有这样的教会，他们来吸引人。
How do they attract people? By telling people you can get rich.
因为他们在那里传的是你怎么样可以富有。
In fact, that church was quite rich.
事实上，那个教会相当的有钱。
Do you know why? Because people had to pay to go into that church to listen to the gospel, to the preaching.
你知道为什么？因为他们要进来听，要付钱的。
It also works as a seminar.
同时它也是也是一个演讲，也是一个演讲会。
Tells you how to earn money.
教你怎么样赚钱。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is not an abundance the Lord preached about.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是主所说的丰盛。
Because it says specifically in Luke chapter 12.
因为特别尤其在路加福音第12章所说的。
The Lord says, the life of man consists not of the abundance of his possessions.
因为那里说人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
You know, if we were thinking the material thing is a great blessing the Lord can give us for abundant life.
若是我们想到这些物质上的丰富是神所给我们这个丰盛生命的话
Then we might think how Hughes is the most abundant man.
那我们也许想到这个Hughes 这个人但他大概是最丰盛的一个人了。
Do you know how pitiful, how poor Hughes was?
你知道他是多么可怜，多么贫穷吗？
When he was about to die.
当他快要死的时候。
I guess nobody doesn't know Hughes is rich.
我想没有人不知道 Hughes 先生很有钱。
But nobody thinks he has abundant life.
但是没有人觉得他是有很丰盛生命的人。
His money, if stacked up, is probably 12 story high.
他的钱如果把它叠起来的话，也许可以高到十二层楼。
If spread about.
如果他可以把它散开来的话。
Probably can make 7 revolution circumferences on the earth.
他可以 连续的可以绕地球七圈。
Yet you know when he was about to die.
可你知道吗？他快死的时候。
He trusted nobody.
他一个人都不能够信任。
He had a heavy curtain all around his house.
他的房子外面挂满了重
重的围。Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
He was afraid of the light.
因为他怕光。
But mostly he was afraid of people.
其实他是怕人。
He was always thinking some people might kill him, murder him.
他一直想到有人会要杀他。
If you have a light curtain, people might shoot him.
若是他的那个窗帘很薄的话，也许他们就有人就会射枪杀他。
And he doesn't trust anybody to shave for him, to cut hair for him.
而且更不相信有人来能够给他剪剪头发，或者是来给他剃胡子。
Well, he's rich, all right.
他的确是很有钱。
Therefore, he sent a barber, particularly from Texas, somewhere.
所以他特别就找了一个从 Texas 找来一个理发师。
Take this particular barber in jet plane.
他特别把这个人用喷射机接来。
And come into his house.
然后到他的家里去。
To cut hair for him.
替他理发修面。
And he was on drugs constantly.
他又是一直在那吃药。
A pitiful man.
实在是一个很可怜的人。
Yeah, dear brother and sister, the closest instance we can find in the Bible.
在圣经上面，我们最靠近的一个例子，我们看见的。
Materially wise.
若是物质上的。
Is in the Old Testament.
是在旧约里头。
Many people argued with me saying Christians are supposed to be abundant.
很多人跟我这么讲，说基督徒应该是很富足的。
In material things.
在物质上应该是富足的。
Of course, dear brothers and sisters, in this great time of recession, many people worry about their life, they worry about their jobs.
当然在这个很不景气的时候，我们每个人都在担心我们的职业，担心我们的事业。
And I'm not ashamed to preach just as Paul did.
我在这里我也不觉得羞愧，就像保罗在那里传一样。
My God in full abundance.
我的神是丰富的神。
In his riches.
在他的富足上面
will supply all your need according to your need.
他可以满足你一切的需要。
Yeah, dear brother, sister, in the Old Testament, the only thing we can see are many of the forefathers who are rich.
在旧约里面，我们看到的有一些这些先祖们，以色列的先祖们，他们的确是物质上非常的丰富。
Yet,
但是
what God talked about them abundant life was not materially only.
但是当神说到他们丰盛的生命的时候，不是指着他们物质上的丰盛说的，而是他们这个属灵上的。
It is also of this man, this person, his own life.
而是说这个人本身他的自己的生命上面是怎么样。
It is a life that is abundant.
他的生命丰富了。
It's not in the possessions.
而不是他所有的。
Take Abraham.
我们来举例亚伯拉罕。
Probably at his time, nobody is richer than Abraham.
也许在那个时候，亚伯拉罕是一个非常非常富有的人。
God did bless him.
神的确是祝福他。
But you know, in Abraham's life, in chapter 19 of Genesis,
在创世纪第十九章里头
when he had to separate with Lot,
当亚伯拉罕要跟罗德分开的时候
because Lot was also a rich man,
因为罗德也是一个很有钱的人
they had too much sheep together that the land is not enough for them.
他们的羊群太多了，如果两个合在一起，那个地都不够他们用。
Lot was his nephew.
罗德是他的侄子。
Yet Abraham told him, the whole earth is before you.
但是亚伯拉罕跟他说这你眼睛所看的前面这一块地全地都是你的都在你面前
you choose whatever you want.
你要哪一块就拿哪一块
And Lot looking at Sodom,
于是罗德就看见索德玛那一块
seeing that the land is just like Egypt land,
看见那一块地跟埃及地很像
And before the destruction of Sodom,
在索德玛城被毁灭之前
it just looked like a Garden of Eden,
看起来真像伊甸乐园一样
There he chose the land.
于是他就选了那块地。
Dear brother and sister, Abraham was a rich man.
弟兄姊妹们，亚伯拉罕是一个很富足的人。
He had an abundant life.
他有丰盛的生命。
Therefore, he does not want the earthly things.
所以他不在乎这些地上的属实的东西。
He's allowing Lot to choose.
这个他允许罗德先选择的这个态度。
Speaks in itself his abundantness.
就说明他说出他自己的何等的丰盛。
Speaks about how rich Abraham is.
说到他自己是何等的富足。
Now we look at Isaac again.
我们再看以撒。
He became a rich man.
他变成一个很富有的人。
Yet his life was different.
但是他的生命是何等的不同。
Because he was digging constantly for a living well.
因为他在那一直在那掘活水井。
He was fighting with the Philistinians.
他跟非利士人在那征战。
Yet they see that God is constantly blessing him.
但是非利士人看出神在那一直祝福他，一直祝福以撒。
Yet on the other hand, he's always giving up the well that he dug up.
另一方面，当这个以撒掘起活水井的时候，就一直给人家。挖了就送给人家了。
Whatever Philistinian wants it, he gave it away.
非利士人在那里一直在占他的活水井，他就一直给。
He was not fighting for it.
他没有跟他们怎么相争。
Oh dear brothers and sisters, I wish you read your Old Testament or more often.
我算是弟兄姊妹，盼望你们多多读旧约。
It is interesting.
实在是很有意思。
I always speaks about the Old Testament as a picture.
我常常说到这个旧约是像一个图画一样。
You look at the detail of the picture.
你在看这些图画里面的那个细致的地方。
You appreciate what the artist tried to get across.
你就会实在很欣赏这个画画的人他想要说明什么。
Same thing as with our Bible.
就在这个圣经上也是一样。
The Old Testament served as a picture.
这个旧约讲到这个这幅图画。
And the New Testament speaks about what the things they should be.
新约里面说到这些图画的意思是什么？
A description of the picture.
来说明这幅图画。
Then you look at the detail of the Old Testament characters.
若是你仔细看一看旧约里头那些人物。
Then you know what is abundant life God is blessing
them with. 你就知道这个丰盛的生命神给他们是怎么样子。
Take again Jacob for instance.
我们再看看雅各。
You know, we never liked Jacob.
你知道我们常常实在是不喜欢雅各。
Because we remember too well what he did when he was young.
因为我们记得他年轻时候做的那些事情。
He grabbed everything. In fact, the name Jacob means to grab.
他一直抓取所有的东西。事实上，这个名字雅各的意思就是抓的意思。
He grabs the virtue, the birthplace of his brothers.
第一个，他抓取了这个长子的名分。
Then he grasped the blessing from his father.
他又将这个祝福从他父亲那里抓来。
He's always grasping for blessing somehow.
他总是在那抓取祝福。
Even at Peniel, when he was going back to Canaan, land of Canaan.
即使当他回到迦南地的时候。
When he met the angel fighting with him.
他看到碰到天使晚上与他摔跤。
He still begged, "You bless me, or else I wouldn't let you go."
他还是把他抓住说你要给我祝福，不然我不让你走。
Such a person, you have pity on him.
这样子一个人，我们是觉得这个人很可怜。
Yet when he reaches maturity.
但是当他长成的时候。
You suddenly all his striving for things disappeared.
你突然一下看到所有那些他想要东西的这些
这个已经
都不见了，但是他变成一个很有钱的人。
He became an abundant man.
他变成一个很丰盛的人。
How do I know this?
我怎么知道呢？
Because after all, when he went back to Egypt to see his son Joseph.
因为当他下到埃及去看他的儿子约瑟的时候。
He had a chance to see Pharaoh, the king of Egypt land.
他有一个机会可以看到埃及的法老。
And Pharaoh asked him, "What is your age?"
法老问他，你的年岁多少
？As if the age would reflect a blessing of a person.
好像一个人的年岁是一个祝福的一个代表。
Jacob answered him, "Say, my years is 137."
他说我的年日是137岁。
And it is short and it is bitter.
是又短又苦。
Yet he raised his hand.To bless Pharaoh.
但是他将手举起来来祝福法老。
Not once, but twice.
不是光只一次，两次祝福他。
When he sees Joseph.
当他看到约瑟的时候。
Joseph seems to be of much abundance than Jacob is.
在那时候，约瑟看起来是的确比雅各他的父亲丰盛得多。
Yet Joseph was blessed by Jacob.
但是约瑟是被雅各来祝福的。
Jacob blessed him, saying, "My blessing is more than your forefather's blessing."
雅各说我的祝福是比你以前的先祖更多。
And he blessed Joseph.
于是他就再祝福雅各约瑟。
He blessed again Ephraim and Manasseh.
又祝福了约瑟的两个儿子以法莲和马拿西。
Dear brothers and sisters, you see Jacob as an abundant man.
弟兄姊妹们你看约瑟雅各在这里他是一个丰盛的人。
He has something to offer.
他有东西能给出去。
Do you see the truth here?
你有没有看到在这里的真理？
If we have nothing to offer, we are a poor man.
若是我们没有什么能给出去的，我们就是一个很贫穷的人。
I don't care how much materially you are, you are a poor man.
我不管你有多少物质上的东西，你是一个很贫穷的人。
You are yet to receive this abundant life.
你还没有接受这个丰盛的生命。
You are yet to see this life.
你还没有真正看到这个生命。
Oh, when Jesus comes himself.
当耶稣自己来的时候。
You see all these forefathers in the Old Testament.
像这些先祖们在旧约里头的。
When they have abundant life,
当他们有丰盛的生命的时候。
It is actually the Spirit of Christ that worked in him, in them.
事实上，那是耶稣的灵在他们的心里面。
Caused them to be such a blessing to other people.
让他们成为别人的一个祝福。
Dear brothers and sisters, 弟兄姊妹们, I may say this again and again.
我要再一再的说。
What is the abundant life?
这个丰盛生命是什么？
Jesus himself is this abundant life.
耶稣他自己就是这个丰盛的生命。
He has told us many, many times that he is the life.
他好几次都告诉我们他是活着的。
He is the eternal life, we say.
他是那个永远的生命。
Yet I'm saying again, he is not only the eternal life, he is the abundant life.
我要说他不仅是永远生命，他还是那丰盛的生命。
He is the life to give.
他是那个可以给出去的生命。
The Bible, the New Testament told us he was rich.
在新约里面说他本是富足。
He was rich in heaven.
他本是富足，在天上本是富足的。
All things belong to him.
所有一切都是他的。
Yet he came to become poor for our sake.
但是他来成为贫穷，为了我们的缘故。
That we may become rich.
使我们得到更丰盛。
How do we become rich?
我们怎么能变成富足呢？
Not materially.
不是在财务上。
But receive of him his own life.
而是接受他自己的生命。
You look at the life of Jesus on earth.
你看看耶稣自己的生命。
You begin to see a dim light.
你就可以看得出来。
You search more.
你就会再去追寻。
The light becomes larger.
于是这个生命就越来越大。
Until you see indeed Jesus himself is this life abundant.
于是你就自己会，然后你就会慢慢看见耶稣他自己就是这一个最丰盛的生命。
Wherever he goes.
他无论去哪里。
He asks of nothing.
他不求什么。
He gives.
他给。
He gives peace to people.
他将平安给人。
He gives love to people. Love.
他将爱给人。
He gives security to people.
他将的平安给人。
Oh, wherever he goes, he brings joy to people.
他每到一个地方都将喜乐带给人。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is why in the chapter 10 of John.
弟兄姊妹，这就为什么约翰福音第十章。
Jesus must say,
他必须说
you come to me and receive, be saved.
你来到我这里，然后来得救。
And then you go in and out and have pasture.
于是你就出入得草吃。
Dear brothers and sisters, this abundant life was related on Jesus' person.
这个丰盛的生命就是在耶稣他自己身上。
Dear brothers and sisters, many of us heard of this abundant life.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常听到这个丰盛的生命。
We believe in this abundant life.
我们也相信这个生命。
But never experienced it.
但是我们从来没有经历到。
Dear brothers and sisters, because you do not go to him.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们没有到他面前。
You do not find a pasture.
因为你没有找到这个草地。
You don't have a desire of him more and more.
你没有这个渴望要更得到他。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
What a pity we are.
我是何等的可惜。
We preach of abundant life.
我们在这里传讲这个丰盛的生命。
But we come short ourselves to the Lord.
但是我们自己在主面前亏欠了。
We still think that God already blessed us.That we already have this abundant life. It's not a such thing.
我们觉得我们已经有这个丰盛生命，神已经给了我们了，没有这样的事。
What is the abundant life that He already blessed you?
那么他这个给你的丰盛生命是什么？到底是什么呢
？Is that you have a security and job?
是不是你就在你的事业上面有安定的事业呢
？Is that because you have a good family?
是不是你有一个很好的家庭呢
？Is that because you have a smart kids?
是不是因为你的孩子很聪明呢
？All your children go to gate program.
所有你的孩子都到gate program 去。
Is this the blessing that you receive?
是不是这样的就是神给你的祝福呢
？No, this is not the abundant life.
不，这不是主所说的丰盛的生命。
He talks about himself being your life.
他说了他自己作为你的生命。
You come to him.
你到他面前来。
You find pasture.
你就会发现有草。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
What a satisfaction you may receive when you find delight in him.
当你能够找到主的时候，主那是何等的喜乐的事情。
Feast on him.
你在他面前真是吃喝。
Psalm 23rd Psalm is again blessing to many, many people.
诗篇第二十三篇是一次再一次的是成为很多人的祝福。
There's a green pasture the Lord leads us to.
因为他带我们到那个青草地上。
He leads us that we may be fed.
他带我们去那里，然后我们就可以吃。
We eat of him.
我们吃喝他。
We drink of him.
我们喝他。
And we are merry. We'd be merry with him.
然后我们在那里快乐。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is something Jesus gives us.
这个是耶稣给我们的。
It depends on our continuous asking for it.
这个是必须要靠我们继续的在那里要求，要这一样东西。
You come to the meetings.
你来到这里聚会。
Whenever you go in and out of this house.
不论你在这里走出走进
In and out 出入得草吃
出入得草吃
You suppose and you have a demand You can ask of Jesus to satisfy you
你在这里就可以要求主在这里将你的需要满足
When you read your Bible in and out
当你读圣经的时候你出入
You expect to find pasture
你就在圣经里面你可以找到这个草地
When you go to pray to him
当你向他祷告的时候
In and out,
出入
you can ask of the pasture.
你也可以在那里要求要得到这个草地
Jesus promised us indeed.
耶稣已经答应我们
But
允许我们
dear brother and sister, if you don't do that,
弟兄姊妹若是我们不这么做
How can you ask of the satisfaction?
你怎么能够得到这样的满足
Dear brother and sister, how much do we have to tell people?Of our relationship with the Lord Himself.
我们到底怎么有多少能够告诉别人我们跟神的关系是怎么样呢
？This becomes a serious matter.
这是一个很重要的事情。
No wonder many criticize Christians as being Pharisees.
所以有很多人批评基督徒是法利赛人。
I have a brother-in-law who criticizes us as Pharisees. I'm not speaking of anyone else.
我有一个人他就骂我是法利赛人。
Because he says what we preach is not what we are.
因为他说我们所传的不是 我们不是我们所行出来的
Dear brother and sister If we do not go to the Lord often enough
若是我们不到主的面前我们不常到主的面前
We have no abundant life
我们就没有丰盛的生命也没有这个丰盛生命可以说的
The Lord tells us how to go to him
主告诉我们怎么样到他面前去
We read in the scripture that he said He speaks that we may hear
在我们以前我们说到这样他我们到他面前他说话我们就能听见
We hear of his voice,
我们能听见他的声音
and he recognizes us.
他也认识我们
We recognize him
我们也认识他
because we are his sheep.
因为我们是他的羊
Dear brother and sister, if you are sure that you are his sheep,
若是你知道你确实知道你是属于主的羊
you do not follow a particular person,
你不会去随从某一个人
No one is your shepherd.
没有哪一个人是你的牧人只有耶稣是
Then you are for sure know his voice.
然后你就会 认出他的声音来
In the preaching you have to hear the voice of the Lord
你在讲道的时候你必须听到主的声音
In the Bible study meeting you have to hear the voice of the Lord
在那里查经的聚会里头你必须要听到主自己的声音
In your walk, in your daily life you have to hear the voice of God
在你每天的生活里头你必须要听到主自己的声音
Dear brother and sister, I'm afraid many of us do not pay attention to the voice of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常发现我们没有对主的声音在那注意。
In two ways we pay less attention.
有两件事情我们是很注意的。
One, no, in two things we prove that we do not pay attention.
两件事情上面我们可以证明我们没有注意听他的声音。
One is that you neglected your Bible study.
第一件事就是说你轻忽了你读圣经的事情。
Second thing is you forgot your prayer.
第二件事情是你不记得祷告。
You have your Bible opened.
我发现这个是自从上一次查经聚会，你这是第一次你才打开你的圣经。
I don't have to ask you. I don't have to prove. I don't need any proof. I know it.
我不需要问你，我也不需要什么其他证明，我就知道。
Because you forgot what chapter was it last time.
因为你根本都不记得上一次我读的是哪一章。
Proves yourself.
已经自己证明了。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is such a way of neglecting the voice of God. It's inexcusable.
这样子来忽略了神的声音，的确是没有理由的。
Now, how do you expect you have abundant life?
你这样怎么能够预料你会有丰盛生命呢
？If you tell other people you have abundant life, I don't believe it.
若是你告诉别人你有一个丰盛生命，我也不会相信。
If you want to preach to other people, be careful. People might challenge you.
你若要向别人传的话，你要小心点，因为别人会向你挑战。
Show me your abundant life, then I will believe in the Lord of your life.
把你的丰盛生命显给我看，我就会相信你的神。
Then you cannot show him.
你就没办法告诉钱给他看。
You don't even have one passage of scripture to quote.
你连一句圣经的经节你都没办法说出来。
You cannot support yourself.
你自己也没办法
In what you tell other people.
没办法来这是你自己所说的话。
Dear brothers and sisters, Bible study is the basics. How much time do I have to tell you?
弟兄姊妹们，查读经实在是太重要的事情。
Chapter 5 of John says,
约翰福音第五章说，
Jesus was talking to those people, even studying the Bible.
在那里，主是对那些正在那里查经的人说，
that ye search the scripture,
你们查考圣经，
and think there is life in it.
以为其中有永生。
Now they have a right attitude.
他们的确是在那里有一个很对的态度，在那查经。
But the Lord go on to say, "You rejected me."
但是在那里主说，但是你不接受我。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，I cannot. This word, chapter 5 of John, will not be applicable to many of us.
这句话在根本没有办法应用到我们身上。
Because many of us do not even qualify to hear this word.
因为我们连听这话的资格都没有。
The Lord said, "Ye search the Scripture and believe there is life."
因为主在那里说你在这里查考圣经，以为其中有永生。
But what now? We are not even doing that.
我们连查考都没有。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，No wonder Christians as whole today.
所以我们今天基督徒
as whole
这个整体的基督徒，我们大家
know very little about the spiritual things.
对于属灵的事情知道的太少，
very very little，
知道的太少。
How little？
知道的多少呢
？What I believe is what my preacher believes。
我相信就是我那个牧师他讲的那些，我就相信。
The way I'm saved is the way my preacher is saved。
我怎么样得救是照着我的那个传道人他怎么得救，我就是怎么得救的。
But what does your preacher believe？
那么你的传道人相信什么呢？
I don't know.
我不知道。
It doesn't matter.
没什么关系。
As long as he knows what he's talking about.
反正只要他晓得他信什么就行了。
I don't care. He knows what he's talking about. That's fine.
我不在乎，反正只要他知道他讲什么就行了。
Is this the attitude we have?
是不是这样的态度呢？
If that's the case, we may all be rest assured. Yeah, we may all be rest assured that we will not have this abundant life.
若是这样的情形的话，我们就很确定的知道我们没有这个丰盛的生命。
We're not going to preach any gospel at all.
我们也没有办法去传真正的福音。
The second thing is that we do not pay attention to our prayers.
第二件事情，我们不注意的是因为是在祷告的事情上面。
Can anyone here tell me?
有哪一个人在这里
？How recently you heard the voice of God in your prayer?
有。最近哪一次是在你的祷告里面你听到神的话？
That you have a deep conviction knowing that something I wrong against God.
在那里你有一个很清楚的一个了解，你知道你在神面前做错了哪一件事。
Therefore, I want to repent.
所以我要在那里悔改。
Can anybody tell me this?
有哪一个人可以告诉我？
If you can.
若是你可以。
My precious beloved brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
You are mostly having abundant life.
你大概是有这个丰盛的生命。
You know how the Lord cares for you.
你知道主怎么样子的来看过你。
You know how much Lord loves you.
你知道神是多么爱你。
You know how He looks into every detail of your life.
你知道他是在你生活上每一个细节他都看到。
The very thing you do.
每一件小事情。
The very thought you have.
你每一个思想。
All the difficulties you encounter.
所有你的困难。
That you bring up to Him.
你都带到主面前。他知道，
And he cares.
他也在乎。
His eyes is on the sparrow.
他的眼睛是看顾麻雀。
I love that song very much.
我实在是很喜欢那一首诗歌。
And sometimes when I need such encouragement,
有的时候当我自己需要这样的鼓励的时候，
I ask my daughter to sing to me.
我叫我的女儿唱这首诗歌。
His eyes is on the sparrow.
他的眼睛看顾麻雀。
Dear brother and sister, I am not preaching that God is only intellectually relative to us.
弟兄姊妹们，我不是在这里说神是一个在在理智上跟我们有关系的。
He cares all the details for us.
他实在是注意到每一个我们的细节。
Now, how many times did I thought, oh, I am out of all the need and supply?
有多少次我们
I'm out of the need and supply.
我所有的需要都已经有供应了。
都供应完了。Yet the Lord provides.
但是主又再加给我们。
The Lord provides.
他又再给我们。
Last week,
上一个礼拜
I'm going to preach on that the Lord provides.
我们的弟兄在这里讲到神是一个供应的神。
The Lord provides 耶和华以勒。
耶和华以勒。
He provides.
他供应。
Dear brothers and sisters, He cares for us in every detail.
弟兄姊妹们，他实在是在我们每一个细节上那样的看过我们。
But if you do not go to Him,
但是你若不到他面前去，
if you do not want to listen to His voice,
若是你不愿意听他的话，
there is no abundant life for you.
在你那里没有丰盛的生命。
This abundant life that I'm talking about.
这一个丰盛生命我说到的。
Is the life of Jesus Himself.
是主耶稣他自己。
He can give you strength.
他可以给你能力。
He can give you hope.
他可以给你希望。
He encourages you.
他可以鼓励你。
During all the difficulties.
在你所有的难处里面。
It is this life that sustained me.
这一个生命是来支持我们的。
During all the tribulations.
在所有的试炼里头。
It is this life gives us hope.
是这样，是这个生命给我们希望。
You do not expect anything else.
你没有办法从别的地方能得到任何这个这些。
But dear brothers and sisters, if you neglected your basic practice,
但是弟兄姊妹，若是你忽略了这个最基本的最基本的事情，
you forgot your prayer,
你没有祷告，
you forgot your Bible study,
你没有去读经，
then all the your life supply is cut off.
你所有生命的这些供给都要被切断。
Jesus never intended us to be a Christian of independence.
基督主耶稣从来没有要我们做成一个做一个完全独立的一个基督徒。
In fact, the word Christian means that we rely totally on Him.
基督徒这一个字的意思就是说，我与基督完全，我们要完全靠依靠基督。
We are one with Him. Whatever our supply, our need, He is. Whatever we want, He is.
我们与主耶稣合为一，他是他，我们他是我们需要什么，他就是什么。
Now.If you forgot this basic thing,
若是你将这一个最基本的事情忘了，
how do you expect to have any Christian experiences?
你怎么能够再去能够期待有什么基督徒的经历呢？
I heard many, many brothers and sisters told me this.
我听到很多弟兄姊妹跟我说，
Brother, we are already tired in all 7 days, all 6 days works in our life in the, to struggle for our bread.
我们这五六天里面我们已经是很累了，为了要赚这一口饭吃。
Therefore, we only come to be encouraged.
所以我们来这里，我们是需要被鼓励。
We have no way to support ourselves.
我们没有办法再给自己什么鼓励了。
Dear brothers and sisters, if you are fed only seven times, once in 7 days.
弟兄姊妹们，若是你们一个礼拜只吃这么一次饭，
no wonder you're tired.
所以你会很累。
You have no way to walk a Christian life.
因为你没有办法在那里做一个基督徒。
But did God intend us to be that way?
但是耶稣不主不是要我们这样子。
No. No. You can have abundant life.
你可以有丰盛的生命。
You can have a deep fellowship with the Lord.
你可以跟主有很深的交通。
You know, many times I see this. I know it.
你知道吗？有很多次我知道，我看到了就知道。
During a meeting,
在一个聚会里面。
On Sunday morning,
在主日早上。
People are sitting here to be fed.
在这里，弟兄姊妹坐这里一下，等着再来要吃草。
They want to be fed.
他们要得到喂养。
Because they have not been fed in the whole week.
因为在这一个礼拜里头，他们都没有得到喂养。
This is impossible to raise a church.
这样的话，这个教会没有办法得到建立。
There's no way.
没有办法。
Now, church is not supposed to be a one-man show.
一个教会不可能是一个光是一个人在那里表演。
Church is you.
教会是我们大家。
You are the church.
你们就是教会。
We supply, we encourage each other, we exalt each other with the life Jesus gave us.
我们鼓励，我们劝勉我们弟兄姊妹们，因为主给了我们这个生命。
Sometimes we complain that nobody cares for us.
有时候我们在那里抱怨说没有人来关心我们。
But dear brother and sister, when you go out to care for other people,
但是弟兄姊妹们，当你去关心别人的时候
，the Lord supplies you.
主就会供给你。
You expect when you go in and out.
你就可以知道你出入。
You find pasture.
你可以得到这个草场。
You go in and out of a brother's home.
你在弟兄姊妹的家中出入。
For the reason of fellowship.
为了跟弟兄姊妹们的交通。
Then I expect that you find pasture there.
我就相信你在那里可以得到草吃。
Jesus himself is a gate.
耶稣他自己是门。
Whenever you go to him, you will find your food.
你每一次到他们那里就可以找到食物。
Now, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Jesus also gave us an example.
耶稣也同时也给我们一个例子。
Christians have two needs. One is to receive, the other is to give.
基督徒有两个需要，一个是接受，一个是给。
The Lord said He Himself is our life, is our food, is our bread.
他说，主说，我是你们的生命，我是生命的粮，也是你们的生命。
Yet on the other hand, Jesus shows us that He gives.
另外一方面，他又说他是给出来的。
He says He's a good shepherd.
他是一个好牧人。
And a good shepherd laid down his life.
好牧人为羊舍命，将他的生命给出来。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, we often forgot about this. Again, also talk about abundant life.
这个其实这是又再一次说到这个丰盛的生命。
What is abundant life?
这个丰盛生命是什么呢
？It is a life that you can give.
这是一个可以给出去的生命。
You can lay down your life.
你可以舍出来的生命。
Therefore, you are abundant.
所以你才是丰盛的。
I already said.If you have nothing to give other person, you are a poor man.
我已经说刚才说过，我们若是你没有什么可以给出来的话，你是一个很贫穷的人。
But if you're not willing to give,
若是你不愿意给，
you will forever be poor.
你就永远会要贫穷。
Jesus said, "I have a power from my Father."
耶稣说，我有权柄从我父那里来。
That I can lay down my life.
我可以将我的命舍了。
And I can take it back.
我可以再取回来。
He talked about a resurrected life.
他是说那个复活的生命。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
many times we look too much on our need.
我们常常是太关心注意我们自己的需要。
Therefore, we never would have an abundant life.
所以我们永远没有办法有丰盛的生命。
Go out, go out.
你们要出去。
If you go out,
若你出去的话
you can lay down your life for other people.
你就发现你可以为别人将命舍了。
Then you are having this abundant life.
然后你才会有这丰盛的生命。
You are having this abundant life.
你就有丰盛的生命，你就正在有这丰盛的生命。
You are experiencing this life.
你就正在经历这个生命。
Dear brothers and sisters, how many times do I have to tell you that you go on preach gospel, joy will be in your heart?
多少次我跟你讲，若是你出去传福音的话，你就会得到何等大的喜乐。
Now I'm not only talking about.The superficial, the work attitude.
我并不是光讲到这个表面上的这个一个工作的态度。
Your life is supposed to be dead with Christ.
你的生命应该是已经与主同死了。
If you are willing to give up your life,
若是你愿意将这个命舍出去，
then you're gaining back your life.
你就得回生命。
The life that you gain back is the abundant life.
你这个得回来生命就是那个丰盛的生命。
This is the principle of cross.
这是一个十字架的一个原则。
Many, many times Jesus said this more specifically.
很多很多次，耶稣又很特别的讲到这一点。
More explicitly, he said it.
又讲的非常很特别的讲出这一点。
Give up your life.
舍了你的生命。
Deny yourself.
舍己。
Deny it.
舍己。
Then you will receive life.
然后你就可以得到生命。
If you want to keep your life.
若是你想要得到生命。
You lose your life.
你反而失掉生命。
If you give up your life,
若是你舍了，
you receive it.
你就可以得到。
Now, what is Jesus talking about?
这到底耶稣说的是什么？
He talked about we lay down our natural life, which is poor, which is selfish, which cannot give.
他这里是说到将我们自己天然的生命，是那些自私不能给出去这样生命，将我把它放下来。
Once you give it up,
把这个舍弃了之后，
the Lord Himself, who is the Lord of abundant life.
神自己他就是那个有丰盛生命的主
will be your life.
就变成你的生命
you will be just like Jesus.
你就可以像耶稣一样
Oh, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
this simple truth, how many of us do not want to practice?
这样一个简单的真理但是我们有多少人都不愿意这样做
Because we think it's too difficult.
因为我们想这个太难了
What difficulty?
什么难呢
Jesus was telling these truths to his disciples he called only the first time.
耶稣将这样的真理是向那些他招来的门徒说的。
Those are first disciples Jesus talked to them.
那些是那些刚刚被他招来的那些门徒，耶稣这样教导他们。
He says, if you do not pick up your cross, you are not entitled to be my disciples.
你们如果不拿起十字架来跟随我们，你就不配做我的门徒。
Isn't it true then?
是不是真的吗？
These are only the young Christians.
这些只是很年轻的基督徒。
When they heard first time the principle of gift,
当他第一次听到这个给的这个原则，
yet they learn it.
于是他们就学到了。
They practice it.
他们就这样做。
They constantly give.
他们经常的在给。
Therefore, they have this abundant life. They are abundant.
所以他们就有那个丰盛生命，他们是丰盛的。
Take for instance Peter.
举例说，举一个例子，像彼得。彼得。
He said, "Gold and silver have I none."
他说我金银我都没有。
I give what I have.
但是我将我有的给你。
Walk in the name of Jesus Nazareth.
起来走路，奉耶稣靠耶稣基督的名，我叫你起来。靠拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，我叫你起来走路。
Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus gave Peter this abundant life.
弟兄姊妹们，耶稣给了彼得这一个丰盛的生命。
And this abundant life is to give.
这个丰盛生命就是要给出去的。
Peter gave himself.
于是彼得将这个将他自己给出去。
To all the needy ones.
给那些需要的人。
Dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，
it also applies to our daily life with our relation, with our people, relatives, or with our people around us.
这个事情也是我们也要这么做，对，跟我们在我们周围的人，我们也要这样做。
With the people that you meet every day,
对于那些你每天碰到的人，
you have to learn to give up yourself.
你要学怎么样舍己，
deny yourself.
怎么样舍己？
Then it will prove that you have this abundance.
于是就可以证明你有这个丰盛的生命。
The reward you receive from Jesus,
这个从主那里得来的奖赏。
Indeed you experience it,
你就会得到，你就会经验到。
To be abundant,
那就是丰盛的。
To be abundant, it is abundant.
那就是丰盛的生命。
I don't think I have to go on furthermore.
我想我不需要再接着讲下去。
You get my point.
你已经知道我要想讲的是什么。
First you come to the Lord,
你先到主面前。
You receive this abundance.
你接受这个丰盛的生命，
Then you give it up,
然后 你就舍了
of yourself,
舍了自己，
Then this abundant life,
然后这个丰盛的生命
is manifested,
于是就可以彰显出来。
弟兄姊妹们， give, take and give,
在这个给与受之间，
we Christians are most abundant persons on earth.
基督徒是世上最富有的人。
Nothing we look too important.
别的事情都不重要了，
except for Jesus and himself.
除了基督耶稣自己。
The whole world will not exchange for our richness.
这整个世界不能换取我们这样的丰富。
Nothing,
没有一样东西，
the abundance, abundant life we receive from Jesus.
没有一样事情能够将这个丰盛生命从我们这里夺取。
The more you practice,
你越是这样子做，
the more you become abundant person.
你就越来越丰盛。
The abundance, the fullness that you enjoy.
这个这样的丰盛，你
One day in heaven, you see the result.
这样的丰盛，你继续在这里得到，有一天你到天上就可以看见那个果效。
Paul did teach us.
保罗教导我们。
Some just barely go into heaven.
有些那个仅仅得救，刚刚上天堂的。
But some went in abundantly.
也有人丰丰富富的进去。
Why?
为什么？
Because they experienced.They learned the abundant life while on earth.
因为他们在这世上已经他们经历，而且已经得到了这丰盛的生命。
May we all be good students of the Lord.
让我们都做主的很好的主的好学生。
Learn it.
来学。